where we speak to people in the food industry has arrived. With me, I have Janet Hacking, who is a home economist working at Ina Pawman. She loved cooking from a young age and decided to study home economics. She has worked for the Meat Board and Woolworths. She also used to give cooking lessons from her home and Pick and Pay Cookery School. Can you please tell me a bit more about yourself?
Oh, about me. I grew up in Cape Town, was born in Pinelands, and I went to school in Cape Town. And I've lived here all my life, and I love it. And now I have three children who are all grown up and left home.
What is a home economist?
A home economist is somebody, well, I studied quite a long time ago, and it's changed today, but we studied food technology, how food is made up, how you cook, the way that different foods go together, and the nutritional value, and yeah, we did lots of things like that. But I also had to study sewing, and I hated sewing. I just didn't enjoy that at all. My passion was for cooking.
Why did you decide to become a home economist?
Well, I've always loved cooking from when I was really little. And my mother grew up on a farm, and I often used to go in the holidays. And my grandmother was a great cook. And I used to love helping her cook and just doing whatever we could find on the farm and cooking that. And that just sparked my interest. And my parents both cooked. My dad especially, he also loved cooking. And whenever I could, I wanted to be in the kitchen.
Oh, here comes the difficult word again. How does someone become a home economist?
Well, you have to have a passion for what you're wanting to do and what you're wanting to study. And my passion was food. And there wasn't anywhere really else that I could study. I studied at the Technicon. I actually also wanted to study in those days in the late 70s. The only place you could study hotel management, which was the other thing I wanted to do, was in Pretoria. And when I applied there, they said they only take men, they don't take women. So that was not very good for me, but actually it turned out right, like often things like that happen in life. And then I went to the Technicon and I studied there.
What do you enjoy about your job?
My job now is very varied. I work for Ina Pawman, and we do lots of products which you will see on the counters. And my job there is to tell the customer what they can do with our products. So we do lots of recipes. We have a very good website, and I love making up recipes and trying out recipes for our website, and that's what I do.
Can you tell a bit about working with Ina Pawman?
Ina Pawman was one of my lecturers at college, and I met her there. Before she started her cookery school, she started a cookery school in the early 80s, and I used to work there for her as well. I used to help her there, and she's just a wonderful lady to work with. She's interested in people. She's got fabulous ideas. She never gives up, and she's got this wonderful food empire now that they have that export all over the world, and it's just a very exciting place to work.
How long have you been a home economist at Ina Pawman?
Oh, I've been with her for over 20 years, over 20 years. We used to run a cookery school, as I said, and I worked there. And now I work from a wonderful place in Constantia. We have a test kitchen there, and we do all the testing and making up of our products there.
What's your favorite dish that you like to prepare?
Oh, I should have been prepared for that one. I love just making things. I love working with meat, probably because I worked at the Meat Board. There's nothing nicer than a roast chicken for me, to do a really well-roasted chicken or lamb, and also doing dishes like a good curry, making up the curry mix and doing that. I enjoy doing that. I just love all challenges as well. You can give me an easy recipe, a difficult recipe, and I love trying that. Yeah.
Where does the inspiration for making up new recipes come from?
That's a very good question, because we have traveled a lot. We have, Ina and I have traveled quite a bit, and she does a lot of traveling also. She goes every year, she will travel. London is our food capital, actually, so we've been there a couple of times. And we read a lot, we read magazines, we follow people who blog, and we just keep your eyes open. But international magazines is a lot, so you can find the food trends. And that's very important, so you don't become stagnant with that.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
Oh, what else can I tell you? The other thing that was my passion, which I really enjoy doing, is teaching. And I used to teach domestic workers from home, and I was always full. My classes were always full, and I loved teaching them, but it just became too much work for me to do. And then I joined the Pick and Pay Cookery School, and I love doing that. I worked there for over 15 years, and I taught. We had a lot of kids' classes. I really enjoyed working with the children, and just seeing how exciting it was for them to come in and then to find a recipe and to see how things work and how much fun cooking is. Teaching was my big thing. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you, Janet, for coming to RX Radio and for sharing what you do for a living. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. It's lovely being here. Thank you.